From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said Saturday he is looking to fix the country's judicial system after the Supreme Court nullified his election win, citing irregularities at the polls.
I personally disagree with the ruling that has been made today, but I respect it as much as I disagree with it.
For the second time in 2 days, Kenyatta accused the court of usurping the will of the people and its choice to overturn his election victory. The Supreme Court cites irregularities and illegalities committed by the Electoral Board during the vote, which court said harmed the integrity of the election. Kenya's constitution says fresh elections now must be held in 60 days. United States and South Korean leaders are emphasizing the need to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiating table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure on North Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by telephone, and the White House said in a statement that the two leaders discussed the close and continuing operation between the United States, South Korea, and Japan. U.S. President Donald Trump sent a letter to Congress seeking nearly $8 billion in aid for relief and recovery efforts in Texas and Louisiana. It is considered just an initial Harvey relief package. The president and first lady have visits in Houston and Lake Charles, Louisiana. First lady, a day earlier, thanked all those assisting in the recovery effort.
And I just want to tell them to be strong and everything will be okay.
Rescuers are continuing their search for survivors now a week after Hurricane Harvey. Storm has displaced more than 1 million people and claimed the lives of dozens of others.